In Christian marriage, the bride and groom come before God as one woman and one man. This is not a small detail. It is rooted in creation. Genesis 1 says that God created humankind in his image, male and female. Genesis 2 shows the man and woman joined in one flesh union. Jesus returns to this creation foundation in Matthew 19 when he says, "He who made them from the beginning made them male and female," and then speaks of the man joined to his wife. Christian marriage receives this design. It does not invent it. That is why this course uses the language of organic male and organic female. The bride is an organic female image bearer before God. The groom is an organic male image bearer before God. They are not self-authored identities floating free from creation. They are embodied souls created by God, fallen in Adam, addressed by Scripture, redeemable in Christ, and called into faithful covenant life. Now, we must be careful. Organic male and organic female language must not become crude stereotyping. Biblical masculinity is not domination. It is not harshness. It is not emotional absence. It is not selfish control covered with religious words. Biblical femininity is not fearful silence. It is not self-erasure. It is not weakness. It is not performance for male approval. In Christian marriage, the groom is called to receive his male embodied life under Christ. That means strength under surrender, leadership under love, protection without domination, tenderness without passivity, and faithfulness without pride. The bride is called to receive her female embodied life under Christ. That means dignity, wisdom, beauty without performance, strength without hardness, peace without self-erasure, and covenant faithfulness before God. Both bride and groom stand under Christ. Both are image bearers. Both need grace. Both must repent. Both must learn love. Both must be formed in covenant faithfulness. This matters for wedding officiants because wedding language teaches. If the ceremony speaks of husband and wife in shallow stereotypes, it can wound, confuse, or distort. If the ceremony avoids male and female reality altogether, it can lose creation clarity. The Christian officiant must avoid both errors. We do not erase creation. We do not caricature creation. We receive creation under Christ. Here is a wedding ministry example. A groom says, "I do not like the word husband because it sounds controlling." Or a bride says, "I do not like the word wife because it sounds like losing myself." A wise officiant does not mock them. A wise officiant listens for pain, family history, cultural confusion, or fear. Then the officiant teaches, you might say, Christian marriage does not call the husband to domination or the wife to disappearance. It calls both of you to covenant faithfulness before God. Husband and wife are holy callings when received under Christ. That is ministry sciences in practice. The officiant notices the fear, identifies the pattern, brings Scripture to bear, and responds with pastoral clarity. For the church staff minister, this protects doctrine and discipleship. For the chaplain, it helps preserve creation truth, even in brief ceremonies. For the romance officiant or life coach minister, it opens important conversations about expectations, wounds, roles, intimacy, communication, and spiritual formation. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. Their fears matter, but fear does not define marriage. Their hopes matter, but hope must be shaped by truth. Christian marriage joins one organic female image bearer and one organic male image bearer in covenant life before God. The officiant's calling is to witness this truth with humility, courage, pastoral warmth, and biblical clarity.